Sam topless, loves to get forward topless, and that's a great ball there to Niall Bell, but the surface just causing the ball to hold up slightly, so Bell has to come back. He will do now to Brendan Daniels. Low cross in from Daniels, might drop on the edge of the box for Disley. Just nudged back to him by Kieran Keane, returning today to the lineup, having missed so many games. The ball into the box, it's headed down for Bell, and there's a chance on it to the back post, and that's nudged home by Alfreton Town, and the visitors have the lead, and it's Chris Sharp that's onto it. A goal for Chris Sharp and a goal for Alfreton Town, and that stunned the fans here at St James's Park. It's Brackley Town 0, Alfreton 1 in the first minute. Ned Wagner just sees it out of play, and that's going to be another corner for Brackley Town. More pressure for Chris Moyes' side here. Corner number 6 now. Byrne comes across again to take. What will be the call this time? Will it go front post? Will it go back post? Again, the arm is raised aloft. Good punch there from Chris Elliott, and it's cleared away as far as Craig Disley. Disley gets it forward. Daniels now is the furthest man up, and it might fall kindly here for now for Brendan Daniels. Brendan Daniels one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and he slots it home. Alfreton Town were just looking to clear the danger. It was a mess at the back there from Ellis Miles. It fell kindly for Brendan Daniels. He had only the keeper to beat and tucked it inside the left-hand post. And it's Brackley Town who are stunned here. Alfreton Town lead by 2-0. Kieran Keane surges forward looking for Chris Sharp. There's an opportunity at the back and a chance for Chris Sharp! And Chris Sharp has his second of the game. And Brackley Town are in absolute ruins. They've been stunned in this first half. Two strikes for Chris Sharp. And the ball just came across the back. The centre-backs weren't communicating and it fell to Chris Sharp. And Sharp just hooked home, first time, into the corner, and it's Brackley Town 0, Alfreton Town 3. Wrestling now, Disley against Miles. Miles just runs out of room, and that's a header. He managed to pull it back, did Ellis Miles, and Brackley Town are on the scoreboard. Aaron Williams it is with the goal. A lovely pullback from Ellis Miles, and Aaron Williams couldn't believe his luck, rose the highest, and headed home from inside the 6-yard box, and it's Brackley Town 1, Alfreton Town 3. And Craig Westcar looks to have been given his marching orders. 67 minutes played, and Craig Westcar, not for the first time so far this season, has been sent off. A straight red card. Anthony Tankard wastes no time in giving the striker his marching orders. And with Alfreton Town 3-1 up, they now have to play the remaining 23 minutes with just 10 men. It looks like it was given for dissent. Westcar exchanging words with the referee, and Westcar is heading for an early bath. Forward come again, Brackley Town. An opportunity and a great save there from Chris Elliott as the ball was thrown through into the feet of Aaron Williams. Williams was through one-on-one, and Chris Elliott did just enough to stop the ball going between his legs. Got down well to it. 10 minutes to go, standing over the ball, Connor Franklin. Franklin steps up. It will be Byrne. Byrne takes it. What a save there from Chris Elliott. Fantastic. Diving away to his left-hand side with the outstretched arm. Just managed to poke it round the post. Good firm hand there from Chris Elliott, and it stays Brackley Town 1, Alfreton Town 3. Brackley not done yet, though, coming forward. And they are done. That's the final whistle. The referee has blown his whistle. It's a first league defeat here for Brackley Town this season, and a result which gives Alfreton Town some breathing space at the bottom of the National League North.
When you stick to a game plan and your individuals buy into what you're trying to do and carry it out, it's very satisfying as a manager and coaching staff. And that's what we did today.
How pleased were you with the way the side started the first half as well, to get out to a 3-0 lead when essentially Brackley had much of the possession as well?
Yeah, we can't counter-attack football, you know, that's what we did. We sat quite deep, trying to absorb the pressure, kept good defensive shape and countered quickly.
And Brackley are a team that are especially strong at home as well. They've not lost, well, they have now lost at home. It's the first time they've lost all season. That must be especially pleasing at a scalp to get.
It is. It's nice to get a feather in the cap, but you have to remember that they played on Thursday night, so there will be some fatigue there. So let's give them some credit for what they've achieved.
Just a word on the front two, obviously two for Chris Sharp and one for Brendan Daniels. Both took their opportunities well.
Yeah, I thought Sharp is a real honest lad, and Niall Bell obviously has come off with a groin. We wanted to go with two big ones up top today because they're quite a physically imposing side as well. So that was a reason for that. And Brendan, I mean, I think, what's that, 17 goals Brendan got this season now? Not bad, is it?
It's not bad at all. And when you look at the other end of the pitch as well, Chris Elliott, there was a lot of pressure coming on from the corners. I think something like 11 corners throughout the game as a whole, but especially in that first half as well. Just a word on some of the saves that Chris Elliott made in goal.
You know, massive credit to Chris. He's been sidelined with an injury. Obviously, that's affected him, you know, and to come out today and clatter into defenders and centre-forwards, clearing the ball, it's something that he's paid to do.
And obviously, ever since he had that broken nose against Salford as well, it's something that can play on a goalkeeper's mind as well.
It has, and to be fair, he's had the mask, and I don't like the mask because it just sends signals out to other people that something's gone on. Yeah, and that's why we've been playing with Victor, to be fair.
Just a word on Craig Westcar and the incident on the hour mark and how you saw it, and was it for dissent?
Yeah, it was for dissent. It was a foul on Craig. He reacted badly and too experienced to react like that. You know, he's got to be braver and wiser than that.
And it's the same referee that sent him off for the same sort of thing earlier in the year. So is that something that Craig has to play the situation at that time? You're 3-1 up and looking to hang on for a result.
Yeah, with the experience that Craig's got, surely, you know, you'd expect him to bite his tongue and react properly.
In terms of survival now for the rest of the season, is this result enough? Is it obviously a big result in terms of getting some distance between you and the rest of the teams down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive result today. We knew we had to come away with something today. What I will say is I don't think it's enough yet. We need to finish the season strong and properly, and that way then we can show the fans that we are the real thing.
It was a really nice moment at the end, going over and obviously thanking the fans, and they sung their hearts out today.
Oh,
it's
been brilliant. And ever since we've come, they've been absolutely fantastic. They are a great group.
And FC Manchester coming now as well. And how do you look at that game obviously coming?
Well, it's going to be tough. I think they're still in with a chance of going down still, so you know it's going to be a tough game. We need to get this hoodoo with the home form sorted, don't we? And put in a proper performance for the fans.
You're 5 unbeaten now on the road with 2 wins in those 5 as well, but obviously it's the kind of home form that's maybe letting you down.
It is, yeah. You know, we recognise that. We recognised that before we came in, that the home form was a problem to the club. We've tried all sorts of things. We've taken him for pre-match meals before we play and the rest of it, just put him in a different frame of mind, and eventually we will get there.